Welcome to the Perfection Detox Podcast, The Friday Five. I'm Petra Kolbe, your host. In 5 minutes, I'm going to share five tips from this week's interview that you can implement into your own life journey immediately. Happiness hacks are going to meet high-powered questions that will help you strengthen your courage, tame your fears, and fuel a life of passion, purpose, and productivity. Get your pen and paper ready, and let's dive in.
If I think about people leading themselves, you know, what's important to note is that taking risks is essential and it's mandatory. It's not optional. And that people have to realize that there are many detours and no shortcuts in getting where you want to get. And really, but just like a CEO has set a vision for a startup and set a vision for his or her company, you have to set a vision for you, for your life. To really figure out where am I going to go, and then step by step with persistence and the ups and downs of trying and failing and trying and failing, that's how anyone gets anywhere.
This week, executive coach and leadership expert Alyssa Cohn answered questions from our listeners. It was a masterclass in personal development and filled with tips and strategies that we can use at work or at home. Here are my five favorite takeaways from this week's conversation with Alyssa Cohn. Number one, Alyssa talked a lot about the tenacity, perseverance, and the stick-to-it attitude that it took to get her through her tougher times as a coach when she was starting out over 16 years ago. She believes that when we can remember our purpose, and that can be with a little p, and that when we stay in alignment and make choices that move us closer to our purpose, that we will be able to stay buoyant during the more challenging times. This weekend, reflect on your values, your purpose, and what brings meaning to your life. Then, gently reflect on your work life, your family life, and your life out in the world. Are they in alignment? Do they fuel one another? Do you feel as though the choices you make are moving you closer to what matters? Number two, Alyssa talked about the importance of gratitude. She reminded us to always and forever focus on what you do have. And I mentioned that my mentor, Tal Ben-Shahar, often said, appreciate the good and the good will appreciate. Take a moment to reflect back on this past week. And with a light touch, notice if you noticed more of what was going well or more of what was going wrong. Remember, our negativity bias will want to pull us over to the dark if we are not mindful. This weekend, can you spend the morning thinking about two things that you are looking forward to that day? Spend mid-morning bringing to mind two people that make your life sweeter. And in the evening, reflect back on your day and think of two things that you are grateful for. Number three, upgrade your self-talk. This was Alyssa's top coaching tool that she recommended we all nurture and strengthen. The conversations we have internally when no one is looking will either beat us up or lift us up. This weekend, be aware of the silent conversations that go on behind the scenes. And once again, with curiosity and a light touch, simply notice how many times you catch yourself in a self-talk that is negative. Find a mini mantra that you can use to stop these old tapes. Perhaps it is, I am enough. Or my favorite is, be here now. As when we are in the present moment, the worries and doubts of the past or future cannot survive. Number four. Alyssa talked about the importance of self-care and how to manage our time well. Tactically, she reflected on the importance of sleep, nutrition, and exercise. And she also talked about emotional self-care and the importance of having people in your life that you can be yourself with. She also reminded us of the importance of carving out the time to do what nourishes your inner world. Some examples are reading, gardening, sports, or family time. This weekend, pick one of those areas and make one small choice that will nourish your life. Each day, try to take one more action step that will move you closer to being your best self. Small habits that are built over time will create massive positive change in the future. Number five. Alyssa talks about motivation and how to find it and nurture it on the days when we feel tapped out. She reminds us of the power that comes when we ask open-ended questions, questions that cannot be simply answered with a yes or no. To help us mine the data that can fuel our dreams, these open-ended questions can be the catalyst. This weekend, reflect on a few of these questions. What fires up your joy? What do you love to do? How would you like to be remembered? What have you not done yet that you said you would do? And then ask the powerful question of, if not now, when? If not you, who? So this weekend, I invite you to pick one or two of my Friday Five from Alyssa Cohn. And don't stop at the end of this podcast, but begin to put the inspiration found in Alyssa's words into action steps in your own life. That is what I want to happen with this podcast, to give you inspirational conversations every other Tuesday, and then drop actionable tips and strategies that you can implement into your own life the following Friday. Have a fantastic weekend, and I look forward to connecting with you in 2 weeks for a brand new conversation. Don't forget to subscribe to the Perfection Detox on iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify so that you never miss a show. Thank you so much for the gift of your time. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, would you be so kind as to pop on over to iTunes and leave a written review? This is the way we get to spread this show and these conversations with those who may need a little motivation and inspiration on this journey called life. So until next time, may you find that the world is smaller than you thought, kinder than you knew, and always on your side.